The refugee crisis in the Democratic Republic of Congo rears its ugly head. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In a moment, we'll hear who's doing what and how you can help. Plus, stick around to hear Robert's story. It's just another reminder that Jesus loves the outcasts. But first, we'll take a look at the refugee crisis, which has been dragging on in the Democratic Republic of Congo. It's getting less attention now, but the crisis is far from over. Thousands of people in the DRC are displaced because of terrible violence in the east. Now, some of it's tribal, and some of it's political, but the outcome is the same. In Bunia, DRC, thousands of internally displaced people live in tarp tents with very little to go home to. John Cadd with Mission Aviation Fellowship says, refugee work isn't necessarily in the direct scope of what they do as an aviation ministry in the DRC, but they had to do something.
People are really hungry and have been without shelter. So over the last couple of months, we've given tarps for makeshift tents to keep them out of the rain and sun, and been supplying food, rice, beans, soap for cleanliness, and supplies for keeping the people alive there.
And a local chaplain with MAF even shared the gospel in the refugee camp.
Security has been a little bit better, and he's been able to show the Jesus film as an evangelistic tool. And the response is amazing. You know, I ask him questions like, okay, how many people went there this last night? And he said, it's hard to count. The entire camp came.
So please pray for Christ's peace and hope to permeate the DRC. Next, a common question about China is, how many Christians are there? On the heels of that question is usually, is there a lot of persecution? And the answers are, roughly 67 million, and it depends. New religious restrictions went into effect this year, and there are lots of stories cropping up about demolitions, arrests, and the like, to both the registered church and the underground church. Bibles for China's Wendell Rovenstein says, so far,
the registered churches that we work with in China and are developing relationships with are still able to do Bibles and still able to preach the gospel and to operate and with the freedom and support of the United Front people that they're working with.
Which means that their approach has allowed Bibles to get into the hands of Christians in the most isolated places in China.
There would be no place anybody in rural China would know where to be able to, if they had the money to do so, purchase a Bible.
It's still a tricky dance, yet mission and purpose are stated in their name. Bibles for China. Things could change quickly, which is also why they need continued prayer.
I'd like for our partners to pray that we continue to receive favor and direction and leadership from the Lord as we're obedient to His call.
And tomorrow, we'll take a look at the challenges facing the underground church in China. And we'll end today in Africa, formerly known as the Dark Continent, but this isn't going the way you think it is. Some darkness does remain in East Africa, where physical impairments carry a heavy stigma.
Some crippled people in community, the families actually put the child in a barn with the animals until he dies.
That's Dean Vandermeer of Set Free Ministries. He met a boy named Robert years ago when they began work in East Africa.
His whole foot was facing backwards, and the other leg was crippled, and so he just dragged himself in the dust, and that was Robert.
One of Set Free's donors also met Robert and wanted to help, so the man paid for a series of corrective surgeries.
This past trip, I'm in a school, and there's Robert. He's grinning from ear to ear, and I said, Robert, can you walk? And he jumped to his feet, and he came to me. He shook my hand, and everyone was clapping.
More important than his healing, though, Robert also found hope and salvation in Christ.
I will lift you out of the pit. I will lift you out of the miry clay. I will set your feet upon a rock. That's the gospel. So Robert, picked out of the miry clay, picked out of the dust, and he gets to know who Jesus is. He's a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, despised, and rejected.
There's a place for you in this story. Find it at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries is offering the free resource called 33 Affirmations. It's a powerful tool to help folks dig deeper into scriptural truth and discover who they are in Christ. Start your journey by clicking on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.